Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes from one of our listeners, William. Hey, William! He had an awesome idea about a story about a snow monster in space. You ready, William? Let's go! One day, William was at home. It was a Saturday. It was a beautiful day outside. It was sunny and 75, and he was playing outside with all his friends and was having a great time. And one thing that you need to know about William is he's a member of the Spy Kids team. And the Spy Kids team, they look like normal kids and they act like normal kids, but they are special. The special thing about Spy Kids is even in the middle of their normal life, while they're playing or doing homework or doing all kinds of things with their family, they could get a call any second from headquarters asking for their help. And today was that day. William got a call on his phone from Spy Kids headquarters. It said,
"William, we need your help. NASA has a huge problem, and we need you to go to the moon. Do you accept?"
William very eagerly said, "Oh yeah." And William raced over to Spy Kids headquarters. His parents had to drive him, but it's okay because they passed their security clearance special training too. So they were safe. But as William got to headquarters, they were waiting for him and said, "William, I'm so glad you got here so fast. It's terrible. On the moon, there's a snow monster, like a real snow monster. And he has a horrible plan of covering the whole Earth, our whole planet, in ice. You're the only one that knows how to stop him. We need to get you on a shuttle, to space to fly you to the moon as soon as possible. Are you ready to go?" William couldn't believe it. He had always dreamed of going to space, but he'd never done it before. And so he's a little nervous, but he said, "Oh yeah, I'm definitely ready. Let's go." And so they spent the next hour preparing the spaceship and getting William's spacesuit all ready, because he'd never been an astronaut before, and so they had to make all this cool gear for him that would help him breathe and help him fly. And you see, the moon doesn't have as much gravity as Earth does, and so, you know, when you jump here on Earth, when you jump, whoa, bonk, you come back down, right? Well, on the moon, the gravity that pulls us back down to Earth is not as strong there, and so if you jump too high, you could go really high, and that could cause a problem. So they had to put on his suit some extra gravity that would help him come back down to the moon in case he needed to jump and run from the snow monster. And so as the time was ticking closer and closer to the launch, William's parents were getting worried. "William, are you sure you want to go? This just seems dangerous. Are you sure you know how to do all this?" William, even though he was 5, he was very well trained, and he knew a lot of things about space. He knew the planets, like Venus and Mercury and Mars, Jupiter, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. He was really smart. And so he told his parents, "Mom and Dad, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay, and it's, just trust me." It was only 2 minutes away from another blast off, and William, he strapped in. They had a really special buckle for his seat. You know, like our normal ones in our seats, or our, they like go over our shoulders or in between our legs or next to us. It covered his whole body, and it like glued him to the seat, because when you're in a spaceship and you blast off to the moon, it goes so fast that you have to make sure that you're stuck onto the seat really good. or else you'll get thrown around and it can get, you can get hurt. But they took care of all that. And they had a special seatbelt made just for William. And so he sat down and clicked all in. And he looked at the clock. Oh my gosh, only 1 minute. And they closed the door.
Good luck, William. We'll be following you on your radio and your radar. So always keep in touch with us. Talk with us all the way and tell us everything you see. Because without you, the Earth is gonna be frozen.
William closed his eyes, leaned back, and could hear the counting tick down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. It was crazy. There was so much smoke and fire and flames. The rocket blasted off so fast, right to the moon. Pretty soon, his parents and everyone else at NASA, they couldn't even see the spaceship anymore as they were watching it blast off from Earth and into the clouds towards the moon. They hoped that William would remember all his training. William, as he was flying through space towards the moon, it was really bumpy getting through the atmosphere, and all of a sudden, he made it. Once you leave the Earth's atmosphere and you're in space, it's a lot easier to fly and a lot less bumpy. And it was only 30 minutes until he got to the moon, and so he had some time to get some things ready. He got all of his spy gear, his supplies, and everything ready because they said the snow monster, he only had one weakness, and it was if you throw salt at him. So they made special guns that shot salt pellets right at him. He was made out of, the snow monster was made out of this like jello, slimy, gooey, ugh, it was gross. And he could shoot snow and ice so fast. And so William had to be really careful when he got to the moon and was going to defeat the snow monster. He had to act fast because it would start shooting ice and snow at him immediately. Right away, the spaceship landed on the moon. William was so excited to get off and start exploring and looking for the snow monster. He knew that they had landed his spaceship very close. But where was it? He started looking for clues. He thought, maybe, well, what do you think would be a good clue to find a snow monster? What do you think his footprints might look like if he was a snow monster? Would he have footprints made of cotton candy? No. Would he have footprints made of barbecue sauce? No. I bet he'd have footprints made of like snow or ice, right? Yes, totally. And so William started hunting around looking for footprints with snow or ice in them. And immediately there it was. There was a trail, but it wasn't footprints. It was like, you know, a slug or a worm when they crawl on the ground and they leave a slime trail behind. It was just like that, but it was a slime trail of snow and ice. It was crazy. And so William had to very quietly follow this trail, and it led to an ice cave. Dun, dun, dun. Oh my gosh, William said. He had to radio back to headquarters.
Headquarters, come in. We reach you. What do you see, William?
Well, I'm pretty sure, like, some clues that led to this, like, icy cave. And I haven't been inside, but I'm pretty sure he's in there. Over.
Okay, William, just be very careful. Just remember to have that salt gun ready, because if he gets a chance to shoot ice or snow at you, he will.
and it will freeze you. There's nothing we can do. So just be careful and be safe. Good luck.
And William, very slowly, walked through the dust on the moon. It slowly turned to snow. As he entered the cave, it was pitch black, and all he could see were sparkles from, oh my gosh, there's icicles. Icicles. Do you know what icicles are? They're like hanging, pointy pieces of ice. They're all over the cave, super sharp. I bet if he touched them, it would like cut right through him. So he shouldn't go by those. And then pretty soon, oh my gosh, he could hear something breathing like this. I think that's the snow monster. He got his salt gun ready. And then, oh, whoa! Oh no, William slipped on a big slab of ice. The snow monster heard him. Here he comes, here he comes. William, look out. William, ready, aim, fire. The salt pebbles ricocheted in the cave. And missed. He's got to get out of there. The snow monster's on his way. As William ran out of the cave and hid behind some rocks, the snow monster came out. Oh my gosh. He's huge. He was as big as my garage at home. Maybe even bigger. Oh my gosh. All right, I gotta choose to be brave. This is scary, but... All right, let's count to three. One, two, three. And William turned on his brave muscle. Did you know everyone has a brave muscle in their brain? That sometimes, you know, when you get scared, you just gotta choose to be brave? Well, William had a muscle, just like all of us, that he knew how to turn on. And when he turned on, he turned into a brave machine. Dun, dun, dun! Look out, snow monster! Here comes William! As he fired the salt gun, landed. Oh! The salt monster began to melt. Oh my gosh, William did it. Oh my gosh, the snow monster. He melted and is gone. He melted into a big pile of ooey, gooey, slimy. Ugh. All right, it's time to get out of here. William loaded back into his spaceship and headed towards home. What a crazy adventure. He saved Earth from getting iced over from the snow monster. The end.